Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Instagram will end support for the standalone IGTV app, removing it from app stores by mid-March. The company already ditched the IGTV branding in October. In-stream video ads will also no longer be supported, with creators who monetize with them receiving a temporary monthly payment based on recent earnings. Toyota suspended all of its 14 factories in Japan due to what a spokesperson called a supplier system failure with Kojima Industries. Kojima itself said it appeared to be the victim of a cyber attack. This will result in the company losing about 13,000 cars of output per day, about a third of its global production. It's unclear if the shutdown will last more than a day. Meta, TikTok, and YouTube announced plans to block the Russian state-backed media outlets RT and Sputnik on their platforms in the EU and UK. In a related move, Reddit quarantined the subreddits for R-Russia and R-Russia politics due to a high volume of information not supported by credible sources. These subreddits will not show up in search, recommendation, or feeds and show a content warning at the top. Twitter will add new labels to tweets with links from Russian state-linked media outlets stating their affiliation and adding an orange exclamation point. Twitter began labeling state-controlled account profiles in 2020, but not individual tweets with links back to their content. The platform will add similar labels to other state-affiliated media accounts over the next few weeks. Meta opened up the ability for Facebook users in Ukraine to lock profiles and will be expanding these protections to users in Russia as well. Once locked, friends lists become unsearchable, posts are hidden, and profile photos can't be downloaded or enlarged. Google enabled two-factor authentication for accounts that haven't already activated it in Ukraine. It's also promoting the use of its advanced protection program in the country. Google offered this program in the past to individuals that might have higher than normal risks of being targeted by threat actors. Google also enabled safe browsing mode by default in Chrome. This identifies known phishing and malware insertion attempts. TikTok began rolling out support for 10-minute video uploads to all users. This comes after video upload length was increased from 60 seconds to 3 minutes in July 2021. The Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets, or ACM, levied a sixth 5 million euro fine against Apple for non-compliance with its order to allow dating apps to use third-party payment systems. Reuters saw a letter Apple sent to the ACM claiming the solution it proposed previously would require a minor technical change for developers that would not incur a technical cost, a common practice for developers. The ACM says this places an unfair burden on devs and that this letter does not constitute a change in Apple's position, hence the fine. Amazon opened up its Luna Cloud game streaming service to all users. It's also dropping the requirement for the dedicated Luna controller, now supporting using a smartphone as a controller when connected to a Fire TV. The base price for the service will also increase as of April 1st, going from $5.99 to $9.99 a month. Luna also launched new channels, including Prime Gaming, a retro channel, and Jackbox Game Channel, and gamers can now stream gaming sessions directly to Twitch. Alphabet's Wing drone delivery service announced it completed 200,000 commercial deliveries, up from 100,000 in August 2021. This includes 30,000 deliveries in the first 2 months of 2022 in its primary market of Australia. Wing also announced a partnership with the Australian supermarket chain Coles, with Wing delivering 250 items in the Australian capital of Canberra. Uber's main app launched a new Uber Explore tab available in 14 U.S. metro areas, which highlights local events, activities, and destinations. Customers can book reservations and order rides directly from the Explore tab. Suggestions in Explore combine elements of Uber Eats and an integration with Yelp. Waymo received a permit from the California Public Utilities Commission to let it charge for ride-hailing trips in its autonomous vehicles in San Francisco. The California Department of Motor Vehicles granted Waymo a similar permit last September. The permit requires human safety operators on board. The developer preview of Android 13 includes two new APIs indicating the OS will support changing the brightness on a phone's LED flashlight. The feature appears to require an update to camera hardware to take advantage of these new APIs, so it's not clear if existing devices upgrading to Android 13 would be able to use the feature. Some manufacturer versions of Android, including Samsung, already support changing flashlight brightness, but it hasn't been part of the core Android OS. Oppo announced the new 150-watt Super VOOC wired fast charging standard, able to charge a 4,500 mAh battery from 1 to 50% in 5 minutes. This will appear first in an unnamed OnePlus phone in Q2. OnePlus claims a battery should maintain as much as 80% of its capacity after 1,600 charges at 150 watts. The Chinese smartphone maker Poco announced the X4 Pro 5G, offering a 120Hz screen capable of 700 nits of brightness and a 108-megapixel main camera. Inside are a Snapdragon 695 5G SoC and a 5,000 mAh battery. No official word on price or availability, although a cached Amazon France listing puts it at 350 euros. And finally, Qualcomm announced its next-gen connectivity stack, FastConnect 7800. This will support a draft specification of Wi-Fi 7, currently capable of a theoretical top speed of 5.8 gigabits per second and sub-2 millisecond latency, and uses the expanded 6 gigahertz spectrum introduced in Wi-Fi 6E. It also supports Bluetooth 5.3 and new Snapdragon S5 and S3 audio chips. It's expected to ship in consumer devices in early 2023. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.